Amendment was ratified just about the same time that the Fed Reserve, the private banking agency that has gripped this country in a vice-like grip, never to let it go. And there's something that once the vaunted ones in the District of Criminals, they run up an astronomical bill, you know, how are you going to pay it? You can't even keep up with the interest on the amount of money that you owe. The time now is to cough something up. Well, that is going to be in the form of land. And I want to read to you an article out of Derry Brownfield's The Common Sense Chronicle, this month's issue. He pretty much nails it here as to what the bankers are going to do. Now, it's going to be a slow process, selling property, you're going and taking a mortgage out, having to default on that mortgage, and the bank gets the property back. You know, that's a profit margin for them. But what they are after here, what they are after, Sandra, I already have that. She's brought me a copy of the Common Sense Chronicle. Okay, thank you. At any rate, time comes when the note is due. If you can't cough up the bucks, you need that collateral to pay that loan. And this time, it's coming in the form of land. Supposedly federal land, which belongs to us, it doesn't belong to the Fed, because the Fed doesn't generate any profits. They don't make anything except rules and regulations to try to choke the life out of you. Or new laws in which it slants favorably, heavily, to internationalists to basically wipe this country out. Because you see, we can't fold the United States of America with its high standard.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. don't worry. The Bed Fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
He's in Lisbon, Ohio. And when I give these addresses, they have to be written exactly. And I mean exactly the way that I'm going to pass them on to you. One little mistake, the letter gets rejected, and you get it back. First line for Ed Brown here. Ed Brown, 03923-049. F.C.I. Elkton, that's E-L-K-T-O-N, F.C.I. Elkton, that stands for Federal Correction Institution, but that's the second line. They do it again on the third line. Spell it out, the Federal Correctional Institution. Fourth line, P.O. Box 10, and the fifth line, Lisbon, Ohio, 44432. Now, for Elaine Brown, she's in Danbury, Connecticut. Elaine Brown, 03924-049. Second line, FCI Danbury. Third line, Federal Correctional Institution. Fourth line, Route 37. Fifth line, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. Now, visits for Ed Brown, FCI Elkton, Federal Correctional Institution, that's the second line, FCI Elkton, Federal Correctional Institution, let me make a correction on this.
Sandra!
Let me get my lovely wife in here.
Sandra!
John, go track her down, will you? Oh, there she is. Am I supposed to put visits? This, when they're writing, this is a request?
Well, that's the address if they want to visit, and then they can do a map quest.
Yeah, but also, you just can't show up there for a visit. You have to write them.
I would imagine so.
Okay, well, let me do this. I will put that out. We'll verify that this is what you need to do for the visits, because I know these feds are absolutely nuts crazy. When it comes to, you have to be cleared before you can visit anybody at a federal corrections institute, and that could cause a problem as well. But at any rate, we'll hold back on that one because I want to make sure that I get it right for folks out there. Now, to send any funds for Ed and Elaine, and folks, the IRS is cleaning up all the details, the property, the bank accounts, anything. All right, to send money to Ed or Elaine, it's the same address that I'd read for you for Ed Brown in the FCI Elkton Federal Corrections Correctional Institution, P.O. Box 10, Lisbon, Ohio, 44432. Now, what you have to do is put their name in there, Ed Brown, and his ID number, same for Elaine. And when you write...
It is different, John. It's a different P.O. box.
Okay. All right. So include, and I guess this is just a clearinghouse for funds. It runs through Des Moines, Iowa. So include, if you're going to send funds to Ed Brown or Elaine Brown, Ed Brown, 03923-049, or for Elaine Brown, 03924-049. Federal Bureau of Prisons, that's your second line, And the name again, Ed Brown or Elaine Brown. You have to insert the inmate's 8-digit register number. And again, Ed's is 03923-049. Elaine is 03924-049. And that is that would be your 1, 2, 3. That would be your fourth line. Your fifth line, post office box 474071. What?
I'm sorry. For the visits, you do have to write first.
Yeah. Well, I want to clear that up before I put that out again. At any rate, and the last line, Des Moines, Iowa. And why?
Wait a minute. Another clarification here.
Why are they putting out two different P.O. boxes? Or why are they putting out two different zips, rather?
That's one zip code. That's just a box. That's just how they do it.
Okay, all right, great. All right. Post Office Box 474701, Des Moines, Iowa, 50947-0001. And again, folks, if you just put the 5-digit zip in there, it ain't going to work. You got to put the entire thing in or they'll reject it. They don't like people communicating with their federal prisoners. All right, to ship any package to Ed or Elaine, and you got to send it freight. To ship a package to Elaine, that's FCI Danbury, Federal Correctional Institution. Fourth line will be Attention Warehouse. Got to get their attention. Fifth line, 33.5 Pembroke Station. That's P-E-M-B-R-O-K-E Station, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. And to send a package to Ed, and again, you have to do it as Ed Brown, 03923-049. Okay, that's first line. Second line, FCI Elkton, E-L-K-T-O-N. Third line, Federal Correctional Institution. Fourth line, Attention Warehouse. Fifth line, 8730-8730, Scroggs Road, S-C-R-O-G-G-S, Road, Elkton, Ohio, 44415. And again, we will have this posted on the site, okay? And I'm not going to read that whole thing again. But at any rate, I'll make the changes. I make it flow a little bit better. I'll repeat it a couple more times next week. I want to get into Scott Ritter has come out. You remember Scott Ritter was running the dunes over there in Iraq looking for the weapons of mass destruction that Saddam Hussein had. Well, they knew he had them at one time because we sold them to him. And we told him to go get the Iranians. Or I'm sorry, yes, their neighbors next door. Yeah, go kill them. Well, Saddam has been set up. He's been laid down. He's now taking the eternal dirt nap. I'll get into that, as well as the Derry Brownfield, the Common Sense newsletter, and Bernadine Smith just faxed me over the exact same thing. I'd already read that earlier today on another program I do on this network, Cashflow, where we're exposing the credit card fraud and the banking fraud. And, folks, it's looking like a lot of people are catching on to the fraud that's been perpetrated in this country that hurts everybody except who? That's right, the bankers. And we're hoping to get this program syndicated in a very large number. And needless to say, I don't think any of these radio stations that pick this up are going to be doing any credit card commercials or any banking commercials. And that's okay. The banks are broke right now, or so they say. But at any rate, read it already earlier today, but I'm going to do it again today because this is important. And then one other thing before I get started on that. I get a, from Leela Publishing, I get an email here. RSG, the Restore Self-Government, it's an organization in North Carolina, has been informed that the state of North Carolina has already started issuing their North American Union driver's licenses, which contain a digitalized picture of the driver and a computer chip with a wealth of personal information. Other states are reported to be ready to start issuing these NAU driver's licenses. Many of us thought that the NAU was a distant horror on the far horizon, but it's already here through the secretive actions of the federal and state bureaucracies. We must all deluge our state and local motor vehicle officials with protests against these illegal and unconstitutional actions. And we must all get moving fast to stop those electronic voting machines. Now, there was a case, going back probably over 20 years now, there was a case up in Michigan against the Secretary of State. And what that lawsuit was about was the issue of the issuance of driver's licenses. In other words, the state telling you, well, you can't drive unless you have a driver's license. But there was a case that went forward that almost went through until I'm sure some cockeyed bean counter up in Michigan went, hold the phone here. Because if we come out with a ruling that says that only people engaged in commercial enterprise need to have this license, you know, the people that drive cement trucks or tractor trailers or taxi cabs or delivery services or your FedEx guy or UPS guy or, you know, your federal postal employee, which has got to use those roads. See, these people were supposed to have driver's licenses, or so they claim, but what they did for a cash-generating mechanism was to tell everybody, well, you all need driver's licenses. You know, there's freedom of movement. You can move as much as you want and any time that you want, but you got to have a license to do it. Folks, try hopping on trusty old steed and clopping down 35 on a horse. Or try getting on your bicycle and going out on an expressway. It wouldn't be.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Let me see. We'll create the problem. We'll come up with a solution. But first, we got to run you through the mill to complain and whine that, well, there's nothing we can do, you know. It's going to be fair for all. And you know, it's more of the Hegelian dialectic crap, folks. I mean, you want to have some fun? Go read about Hegel. Google it. Go read about the guy. A monumental piece of human detritus. But that's the dialectic that they're operating by. That you cause the problem or the chaos. You whine and yammer and cry about it. And then you come up with a solution. And heretofore, before they started a problem, it wasn't even a consideration. Okay? Now, on the subject here of our land is collateral for the national debt. And keep in mind that Ron Paul, I think it was last month, it might have even been in August, that he was on one of these national debates with the rhinos assembled, and I call them rhinos because they're Republicans in name only. If you read the Republican platform, you'd swear it was penned by Thomas Paine or George Washington, but that's just by the wayside. We're practicing democracy now. But Ron Paul can get on stage and say that, hey, we're $60 trillion in the hole. And the people that are running the debate don't even do a 30-second follow-up. Now, you would think that a respected United States uncompromised congressman that would get on national television and make a statement such as that would at least invoke a 30-second follow-up question. Or at least the man would be ridiculed, skewed, and barbecued over making such an outlandish statement. But Ron Paul's a conservative, and so are his numbers. The real national debt is closer to $100 trillion than it is $60. For all the debt in the past, the present debt, and the future obligations of the federal government, it well nigh may be over $100 trillion. And keep in mind that the bankers don't forgive, nor do they forget. Guido, running his con game, is there to collect his interest. Now, the federal government is going to have one heck of a time next year trying to balance any budgets. Why? Well, right now they got to sell minimally $2 billion worth of debt worldwide just to function make the government function for one day. So let me see. If we take 365 times 2, and other added expenses, we may be looking at a budget deficit next year of at least $1 trillion. And that's on top of the money that they already owe. That's on top of a tax base that is shrinking because, folks, there really is a recession going on. Yes, people are actually getting thrown out of their houses. Yes, people are actually getting laid off. No, the inflation figures are not running 2, 3%. They're like 11 or 12%. And we are in a major fix. A major Mac Daddy of all fixes. So it's going to be very fascinating next year to see the leading politicians try to wheedle their way out of this one. And how they're going to explain this away is going to be anybody's guess. But don't worry. In light of these money shortages and the high cost of living, Hillary Clinton will ride to the rescue with her national health care. Of which, who do you think is on the hook to pay for that one? And that's after the pharma cartels got in there. That's after the insurance companies got in there and have jacked health care cost somewhere around orbit of Jupiter. But don't worry. Here comes that Hegelian dialectic again. But don't worry. Yeah, we screwed all this up, but hey, we've got a solution for you. We give you Hillary Clinton and her national health care plan. Why don't you ask the folks up in Canada how well that's working? It ain't working real well. That's why the Canadians that had any money would come down across the border to come and get health care in this country. And doctors, I'm going to tell you what, folks. Doctors, being a doctor used to be a prestigious line of work. You know, with a Hippocratic Oath. I didn't say hypocritic. I said Hippocratic Oath. They have gotten plugged.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
National debt. He writes that I consider Wayne Hagee, and I don't know Wayne Hagee. I know the Hagee that's the televangelist down in San Antonio, but I'm not sure I know Wayne Hagee. But at any rate, Derry holds him in some regard. He said, I consider Wayne Hagee to be one of the most intelligent men I ever met. On our first visit, he was explaining the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and how the world bankers planned on collateralizing the world debt with land. Not just the U.S. national debt, but the world debt. And he said, a listener sent me a copy of a report of the Fourth World Wilderness Congress, which was held in Denver in 1987. Now, over 1,500 people from 60 different countries were told that wilderness lands were to protect the reindeer, the spotted owl, and other endangered species. 90% of the group consisted of conservationists, ecologists, government and United Nations bureaucrats. The other 10% were world banking heavyweights, such as David Rockefeller of Chase Manhattan Bank, London banker Edmund D. Rothschild, and the Secretary of U.S. Treasury, James Baker, who gave the keynote address. George W. Hunt, by the way, an investment counselor, served as the official host and sat in on all the meetings. But it was George Hunt that wrote the report from which I have gleaned much of my information. During the first 3 days, the group was told that the Wilderness Congress was about beating the ozone deterioration and bringing the rainforest back. The following days were closed to the public, with only the bankers in attendance. The topics discussed centered around the creation of World Conservation Bank, with collateral being derived from receipt of wilderness properties throughout the world. This bank would have central bank powers, similar to the Federal Reserve. It would create currency and loans and engage in international discounting, counter trade, barter, and swap auctions, or actions, rather. Rothschild personally conducted the monetary matters and the creation of the World Conservation Bank. Now, this bank would refinance by swapping debt for assets. A country with a huge national debt, can we say United States, would receive money to pay off the debt by swapping the debt for wilderness lands. And hold on a second, I don't believe that. Because why would a bank loan you money to pay off your debt and then swap out land? You're already in debt to them. Okay, so I don't believe that, but I do believe they're after the land. All right. Now, the plan was to swap $1 trillion of third world debt into the new bank in the long term when the countries won't be able to pay off the loans. Governments from around the world would give title to their wilderness lands to the bankers. Now, let me stop here again. You remember this big deal under Billy Clinton you know, the Rivers Initiative and all the wetland stuff. And, well, you know, if a dog piddled on a piece of ground someplace and held the moisture for more than a couple hours, you had to buffer the zone around it because, well, it was a wetland. Yeah, it was a wetland. And when they first came out of the Wetlands Project, you know, this was supposedly under conservation, but they revamped that and buffered out the areas more and more around to the standing water or stagnant pond, okay? Now, under Bill Clinton and a lot of presidents, more and more lands have been ceded through the United Nations for heritage sites and, well, wetlands and rivers initiatives and that initiative and this initiative. And if you look at the United Nations plans, and they've got the maps for the United States, that over 70% of our land is going to be off limits for human habitation. Now, excuse me, whose country is this? Does it belong to the UN? And I'm all for putting a bunch of rocket jetpacks on the foundation of the United Nations building and launching that puppy into outer space. Because if you don't understand what part the United Nations is going to play in the globalist plans here, you better pack your bag and move to India. Or move to, and if you got enough money, go buy an island like a lot of Hollywood actors are. If you don't understand what role the United Nations has in this with their Agenda 21 and everything else, you better go to school. Now, George Hunt wrote, titles to the lands will go to the World Wilderness Land Inventory Trust. This trust will float into the World Conservation Bank by the unanimous decree of the world's people saying, God bless you for saving our reindeer. Those people at the Congress were ignorant. They don't suspect anything. They're very naive, not stupid, but ignorant. I'm talking about the 90% that were not the World Banking heavyweights. They were just there to save the spotted owls and the moss that grows on the north side of the trees or whatever. Doesn't matter what it is. The backward-walking salamander that it's in one little location, you know, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what it is. It's a land grab. Now, Hunt went on to say that the World Bank loans, as they stand now, are not collateralized. They're saying, we want collateral. So when we loan swap this debt, we're going to own the Amazon if you default. They're going to make their bad loans good by collateralizing them after the fact with all this land, and somebody is going to end up with title to 12.5 billion acres. They have multi-trillions of dollars upon which they can create currencies and loans, and they're going to begin to barter and counter-trade and loan swap against the United States. The World Conservation Bank, by the way, evidently, they have not heard the old axiom that possession is 9/10 of the law. In other words, come and try to take it, sucker. But here's the problem. We have so many compromised, paid-off whores in the District of Criminals up there in Washington, D.C., that they're, without a shadow of a doubt, I have no doubt that this is going to happen. All right. Now, the World Conservation Bank is a scheme to monetize land. Now, this will function as a world central bank, and out of that bank, there will grow a one-world fiat currency. Now, this isn't a scheme conjured up during the Bushes and the Clinton administrations. The United Nations World Commission on Environment and Development was created in 1982. The commission published the Brundtland Report, setting the stage for unlimited enactments to take over ecology and environmental and pollution laws throughout the world. The report stated, we will have a proposal for very harsh quasi-spiritual ecological laws for Mother Earth. Mother Earth comes first, mentality will arise throughout the world. Now, when James Baker made this keynote speech back in 1987, he stated that no longer will the World Bank carry this debt unsecured. The only assets we have to collateralize are federal lands and national parks. Now, Baker's definition of federal lands include heritage sites, of which there are about 20 in the United States, and I say about 20 because they're going to be added on a regular basis. As I write this article, Congress is about to vote on a proposed Rim of the Valley National Park that would include 500,000 acres of the national forest land and 170,000 parcels of private property, including many farms and ranches. Now, at the same time, there is a bill before Congress called the Northern Rockies Ecosystem Protection Act that would increase the acreage of designated wilderness by 50% in the lower 48 states. While our heritage sites take in quite a large number of territory, and by the way, you know what a heritage site is also as well, folks? Well, it's buildings too. Oh, yeah. Where the Declaration of Independence was signed. What was that little hall in Philadelphia there? Oh, that's right. That's now a United Nations heritage site. Guess what? World Bank may own that as well. Isn't that lovely? Now, I started to say here, while our heritage sites take in quite a large number of territory, such as Yellowstone National Park, Mesa Verde, the Grand Canyon, and the Everglades, other countries have much greater areas. Brazil, for an example, has the Amazon Conservation Complex, and Canada has the Canadian Rocky Mountain Parks. As I write this story, the list includes 851 properties in 141 countries, comprising over one-third of the Earth's landmass. Let me repeat that. As I write this story, the list includes 851 properties in 141 countries, comprising over one-third of the Earth's landmass. Folks, it's a very small planet. 75% of it is covered by water. 25% of it is land, and these people are going after one-third of that. Now do you start to understand how the maps that the United Nations has put out for this country that would buffer 70% of us off of our lands and herd us into cities like cattle? Are you starting to get the picture? Because what these whiz-bangy global elite have done is suckered us into one of the biggest con games ever perpetrated on mankind worldwide. And that's create money out of nothing, loan it to you, put the usury and the interest on it, loan you so much of it that you'll never be able to pay it back because you cannot retire debt money with a debt instrument. It's impossible because even Guido, the stupid guy loan shark out there in a street corner, will tell you, hey, buddy, you got juice running on this. We're not going to forgive you. No, we made a deal. And if you renege on that, I'm not going to come back and kill the golden goose. I'm not going to break your neck. I'm just going to break your kneecaps. I'm going to make it so painful you have to pay this back one way or another. But this government, in its infinite wisdom, decided to spend us $100 trillion in the hole. What do you think we got as collateral? More funny money? Nobody's buying the dollar anymore because it's not worth anything. Nobody's holding it anymore. They want to dump it because it's not worth anything. What do you think the only thing that this country has of any value left? And I'm sorry, we can't order more of it because God quit making it. He's busy with the rest of the universe. What a gig, huh? You know, folks, if you loan me $20, or say I loaned you $20, I'll give it to you next Friday. Okay, see you next Friday. And you know what? I'm a little short this week. I'll get to you next week. Okay. Now, when I gave you the $20, I didn't tell you you have to pay me $21.95 back. No, just give me my $20 back. That's a straight up loan. No usury there. No interest, no nothing. Okay, I get my $20 back. Everybody's happy. But I loan you $20, and I tell you, oh, by the way, did I tell you? I'm going to have to charge you 100% interest on that. Oh, and that's compounded weekly. So next week, you don't owe me $20. You owe me $40. And after that, 100%, well, pretty soon, you can see my point here. You see where it's going. So what these international banksters have done is set up their system, their tentacles throughout this globe to loan money to people, and that's what they call it. It's really not money at all. But to loan this debt instrument to them, keep the usury, boy. Keep that juice a-running on that debt, I mean, that's every tick of the clock. It's still gaining, doesn't stop, no moratoriums on it. It just keeps going and going. It's like the little Energizer bunny for the World Banks. Just keeps thumping away. I am just flabbergasted. What a scam. What a scam. Now, as I said earlier, the government's going to be in a fix next year. Because they've got to come up with roughly $1 trillion to run the government next year. About 60 million people are not paying into the Internal Revenue Service. Now, do you understand why they've got to huff and puff and try to blow your house down? This Monnier, or whatever the heck his name was, this federal marshal, making such a big deal out of Ed and Lane Brown. Wait a minute, you got your bad guys, didn't you? Oh, you claim that they owe $1.9 million to the Fed. Oh, but we're not happy getting our guys and confiscating their bank accounts and their property and everything else. By the way, rumor has it, and this is only a rumor at this point, that Judge McAuliffe is the one that actually wants the property. Hey, Judge, I got news for you. There are ghosts on that property. I wouldn't move there if there was the last place on earth in which to live. But just a rumor at this point. We'll try to verify that. But they weren't happy with just getting Ed and Elaine Brown. No, they had to turn this into an investigation to investigate everybody and intimidate them. They're being told that, look, we need money, so I'll tell you what, we're going to start making an example out of these tax protesters out there. We're going to get them shaking in their boots, and they're going to ante up their firstborn if they have to pay what they owe. You know, their fair share. Fair share of what? Financing my own destruction? Have you lost your freaking minds? Have you gone totally over the top? You have sold your soul for your weekly paycheck. What you are doing is not constitutional or even legal, and I don't give a hoot and a holler who tells you what agency is you have authority. You are wrong. You're dead wrong. Folks, we promised you something. We told you it was going to become more interesting, did we not? Well, I hope you're fascinated, because it's becoming rather interesting. In the meantime, no politician, no governmental agency, nobody with a heart has been coming forth and explaining any of this stuff. And quite a few of them know the agenda. In other words, what I'm telling you is they know exactly what they are doing. Now, does that put them in the traitorous and treasonous category? I'll let the supposed jury of their peers decide that when they're on trial. But don't worry, we won't have to build new prisons for them, because all we have to do is take the...
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A premise is that any geographically unique location in which agricultural animals are raised, held, or boarded, under this definition, farms, ranches, feed yards, auction barns, and livestock exhibitions and fair sites are all examples of premises. That may be a definition some government bureaucrat will give you, but the word premise under the International Criminal Court Act, 2002, Section 4 states... The word premises includes a place and a conveyance. Now, why check with the International Criminal Court Act? Because on June 8, 2007, Undersecretary of Agriculture Bruce Knight, speaking at a World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Iowa, is quoted as saying, "We have to live by the same international rules we're expecting other people to do." What international rules? What international law, I ask you, Mr. Knight? Oh, that's right. The one that we're climbing into with the North American Union to be good globo citizens. And after all, we'll have to abide by World Health Organization and World Bank and World This and World That. Throughout the entire draft National Animal Identification System User's Guide, land is referred to as premises and not property. As premises has no protection under the Constitution of the United States, while property always has the exclusive rights of the owner tied to it, property rights are protected by the 5th and 14th Amendment of the Constitution, also protected by the 2nd. That's right. The word premise is a synonym for the word tenement, A definition of the word tenement in law is property such as land held by one person, leasing it to another. Webster's New World Dictionary, 1960, college edition, defines premises as part of a deed or lease that states its reason. The parties involved in the property is conveyance, in conveyance. Now, Webster then defines conveyance as a transfer of ownership of real property from one person to another. It is quite obvious that the bureaucrats in Washington had a very good reason to use the term premises and never mention property. By the way, folks, the pursuit of happiness in this country, it never was. It was the pursuit of property. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of property, not happiness. That was changed for a reason, as I just explained. Because when you have property, that infers real ownership. That infers not a corporate person or entity. That involves a person, and he has inherent rights. Whoops. So let's not call it property anymore. Let's just call it a premise in conveyance. No problem. Now let's take another look at the wilderness areas and the World Bank's plans to collateralize its loans. While the wilderness area covers about one-third of the Earth's surface, there...
It's true.